for Carrington Cardinal Softball here on KDAK, the Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Softball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and the Hydration Station. And now, let's go out to the Ball Diamond for your voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here is BJ Walters.
From a blustery Carrington softball diamond in the Central City, Cardinal softball on the radio. And this afternoon, the home opener, it is the Carrington Cardinals and the Langdon area Munich Cardinals. Happy to have you with us, BJ Walters, here in Carrington. The home team have not played in 1 week's time. The last time they did, a 9-4 loss to Mayport CG. For Langdon, they have played two games so far this season, one against Pembina County North, a much improved team, one against Nelson County Midcoda, a much improved team, and they have lost both, so they are 0-2 within the region. Carrington comes in overall 2-3, 1-1 within region to play, and so the Cardinals look to get back to 500 overall and get themselves to 2-1 in Region 2 play. Of course, Region 2, much like last year, these coaches sort of lucked into something that really, really worked because of the weather a season ago. In fact, a season ago, these two teams didn't play because of what I'm about to talk about, and that is the split of Region 2, North and South. Langdon is in the North Division, Carrington in the South Division. The starting pitchers, Talia Johnson, will get the ball for Langdon. And, of course, the Cardinals go with sophomore Callie Hewitt. We will have the full Bassett Motors starting lineups coming up for you shortly. But when we come back, a visit with head coach Brady Smith from the not-nearly-as-windy home dugout along the third baseline. We'll talk to the head coach when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, silly, it's not a train station. Hydration Station. Come and check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and juices. And they also have some great snacks for on the go. And did you know that they are now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. till 4:30. Stop by and see Jim today at Hydration Station. First Street in Carrington, open Monday through Friday, 6 till 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
This is Zach Volson, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Participation in high school activities offers a plentiful supply of solid real-life examples of the positive values that we place such an emphasis on later in life. We learn to play by the rules through activities. The importance of teamwork is learned on the athletic field and in band, choir, speech, debate, and theater. Students learn to work hard and respect authority through these experiences. A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Back in Carrington, yes, I said they play home games in the spring in Carrington, and it's the Cardinals and Langdon coming up. We're joined by head coach Brady Smith, and home opener, some sports, you don't have to wait, you know, five games to play a home game, but in North Dakota with weather, with strategically planning where to play, sometimes this is exactly what happens.
That seems to be the norm the last couple of years for us. You know, it's we have a lot of home games scheduled early, and just, you know, you never know what the weather's going to do early on in the spring, and today's not necessarily the nicest day either to play, but I'll take playing at home any day of the week. So I know I'm excited. Both coaches are excited. The girls are excited just to be playing on our home field for once this year.
All right. So we saw you against Velva, and not fair to take anything out of that game other than you got on the field. Great. You've had a few games since then. Your most recent game, really an eye opener against Mayport, because while you lost the game 9-4, that's a 6-4 game going to the bottom of the sixth inning.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we knew, you know, they lost a lot of talent last year, but we knew that it was still going to be a dogfight this year. They're still a very well coached team, a lot of talented girls on that team. But yeah, we had them on the ropes later in the game. You know, they ended up kind of what they've always been doing the last however many years. They got some huge insurance runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, and you know, we had runners on base as well, but we couldn't get that final hit to get some runs in. And I was looking back at the stats, and we had I think 10 to 12 girls left on base that game. So we had our opportunities, that's for sure, but we just couldn't get that hit to drive in some more runs.
And because of that, I know you texted me after the game, you know what, you take more from this loss than you do when you beat a team say 25-0.
Oh, you absolutely learn a lot more, in my opinion, when you lose versus you win. I mean, yes, you obviously learn some things about yourself after a solid win as well, but those things that you need to work on is what you learn the most after a loss like that. And you know, it's just those little things. You know, I talked about that with the girls a lot this week, just cleaning up those little things that can all add up at the end of the game, whether if it's, you know, taking an extra base on a pass ball, or, you know, sneaking a single to a double, a hustle double. You know, those are small things. Those extra bases are huge, that play a part in how a game can end at the end of the day.
Langdon today, this is a program that's perennially been pretty good. What do you expect from them? If you look online, there's only 9 girls listed, but I have a hard time believing there's only 9 on the roster.
Yeah, they're very talented in every single sport, it seems like. Every, you know, boys and girls, they have a solid program in every sport, it seems like. So we know they're going to be an athletic team. We didn't get to play them last year at all, but, you know, we played them once or twice 2 years ago, and if I remember right, it was a pretty close game. You know, it was kind of back and forth all game, and then I believe they won again in like the 6th-7th inning just off of a couple small things that didn't go our way. So I'm assuming it's going to be the same thing kind of again today, so we definitely have to be ready to play. Hopefully the girls can show up and ready to play, and hopefully we can come out on top today.
What have you liked about Callie so far this season in the circle?
Consistency, that's for sure. She's been throwing a lot more strikes. I think her velocity has even increased from last year as well. You know, it can always be tougher, you know, pitching in a wind like this too. It can be, you know, the wind can carry a ball a certain way, but so far I've loved the consistency and all the strikes that she's thrown for us this year.
How does the wind play today? It seems almost a crosswind from left field to right field, which actually is the typical wind at this stadium.
Yeah, this is almost the same exact wind that we played in Central McLean up in Turtle Lake. Kind of that cross field wind blowing out to right center, right field. And, you know, we have some girls on the team who are capable of driving the ball that way, so hopefully that plays into our favor today.
Well, Coach, good luck. Have some fun. And here we go, Region 2 and the beginning of a very busy stretch of Region 2 softball.
Thanks, BJ.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Brady Smith, joining us. The Bessette Motors starting lineups and the first pitch of this one are next when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Hey Cardinals fans, whether you're driving to the big game or just cruising around, OK Tire Store has you covered with the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With Bridgestone tires, you can tackle every road with confidence and enjoy the journey ahead. The team at Carrington's OK Tire Store is here to provide top quality tires and service you can trust from employee owners. Visit OKTireInc.com or stop by the Carrington location today. Go Cardinals!
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
We're back in the Central City. It is Carrington and Langdon coming up. And before we give you today's Massett Motors starting lineups, let us pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from Carrington High School, this is Cardinal Softball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
Our starting lineups today are brought to you by Bassett Motors. Bassett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. The visitors are Langdon, and they lead off with their left fielder, Lily Zimmer. Rayleigh Ratzlaff is the second baseman, hitting second. The pitcher, Talia Johnson, hits third. Meredith Rumfo, the shortstop, bats cleanup. Kennedy Clucci, the catcher, hits fifth. The designated player is Nadia Lewis. She hits sixth. The flex player is center fielder Izzy Viken. Bridget Pankratz is in right field, hitting seventh, batting eighth. At first base is Maya Johnson. And Nora Lorenz bats ninth at second base. For Carrington, they lead off with their shortstop, Mara Kutz. The catcher, Isabel Wendell, hits second. Cadence Van Ray is in center field, hitting third. Callie Hewitt, the pitcher, hits cleanup, with Bryn Smith batting fifth at first base. The sixth place hitter is third baseman Lauren Hendrickson. The second baseman, Ella Volk, hits seventh. Bailey Ness is in right field, hitting eighth. And Aubrey Nice is in left field, batting ninth. The Cardinals are in their Cardinal red tops with white numbers outlined in black and black letters outlined in white. And Langdon are in pullovers, windbreakers, because as we tell you about the current conditions, it's not that bad. It's 56 degrees. Oh, but wait, it feels like 41 because of a vicious west to east wind at 23 miles per hour. There was some rain overnight. In fact, just north of here in New Rockford, the New Rockford Cheyenne Lamore Litchfield Marion baseball game, they weren't able to play it in New Rockford. They are playing that in Langdon. Carrington has taken the field. Their defense, left to right in the outfield, Aubrey Nice, Cadence Van Ray, and Bailey Ness. Left side of the infield, Lauren Hendrickson and Mara Kutz. Right side, Ella Volk and Bryn Smith. Isabel Wendell does the catching for the right-handed sophomore, Callie Hewitt. Hewitt on the season is 2-2, and she will face the top of this order. The only Carrington player with her sweatshirt, or I should say windbreaker, on. Two of the outfielders for Carrington have gone that route, as both center fielder Cadence Van Ray and left fielder Aubrey Nice have done that. Kyle Hewitt is calling the balls and strikes this afternoon. Our buddy, and we're grateful to have him on these airwaves during wrestling, during multi-game nights. We're grateful to have him. Carrington is in the third base dugout, and that is by design. You might remember that last year they occupied the first base dugout. Well, as you can probably tell from that pregame interview with Brady Smith, there's no wind in that dugout along the third baseline, and Langdon is along the first baseline. Lily Zimmer leading it off against Callie Hewitt. Is that wind really picks up just before the first pitch of the home opener. And Callie Hewitt brings it at 3:59. And it is bunted right back to Hewitt, the throw to Bryn Smith in time, one down on one pitch. That will bring up Raley Retzlaff. Retzlaff, the second place hitter for Langdon. And she hits a sky-high fly ball along the left field line, foul, just out of the reach of left fielder Aubrey Nice. It's nothing and one to the right-handed hitting Retzlaff with Talia Johnson, the pitcher on deck. Left-handed slap hitter lines one into center field, a base hit for Retzlaff. A solid single through the middle brings up Talia Johnson. We will be able to keep you updated this afternoon on another big game in Region 2. Thompson faces Mayport CG. And we'll get updates from our good pal, Craig Keating. Johnson hits a ground ball to second, picked up by Volk, and the throw to first is in time. There are two down. On to second is Retzlaff with two down. It brings up Meredith Rumpfo, the shortstop. Hewitt brings home the first one, and Rumpfo hits it on the ground off the glove of Mara Kutz. Around third is Retzlaff. She will score. And on the E6, it is 1-0 Langdon on the Bank Forward scoreboard. And Kennedy Clucci will hit, the catcher. First pitch to her is taken low. The runner goes to throw down. Rumpfo steals it on ball one. And so a runner in scoring position, 1-0 Langdon, top of the first inning here on a very blustery day. The pitch is a little high, 2-0. Kennedy spells her name with two E's at the end. There are several different ways to spell Kennedy, of course. The 2-0, cut on and miss, 2-1. It is, I don't think, quite as windy as that playoff game in Grafton, but it's still pretty windy. A 2-1 is in the dirt, ball three. Nice smother by Wendell to prevent the runner Rumpfo from going to third. And the count is 3-1. Hewitt is ready. She deals to Clucci. And it's popped up foul and out of play onto the roof of the Langdon dugout. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes to Clutchy. Right-handed hitter against the right-handed pitcher. And the payoff is low, ball four. And so 2-1 for Nadia Lewis, the designated player. Lewis, left-handed hitter for Langdon. And the first pitch is low, gets away, and down to third goes Rumpfo, and we're going to get a courtesy runner. And I got to tell you, with everybody wearing pullovers, I'm not sure who that is. There's a strike, and the courtesy runner steals second. A swing and a miss. So down to second is the runner. Now a swing and a miss. It is 1-2 to Nadia Lewis. And now the 1-2. Hit in the air to right center field. Van Ray reaches up and makes the catch on the line drive. And the side is retired. A run on a hit, an error, and two left. And as we go to the bottom of the first inning, it's Langdon Area Munich 1 and Carrington coming up. Carrington Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Bissett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bissett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BissettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Carrington Trail 1-0 now. Let's set that defense for you. Left to right in the outfield, Lily Zimmer, Izzy Viken, and Bridget Pankratz. Left side of the infield, Israeli Ratzlaff and Meredith Rumpo. The right side features Nora Lorenz and Maya Johnson. The catcher is Kennedy Clucci. For the right-handed pitcher, Talia Johnson, who faces Mara Kutz, Isabel Wendell, and Cadence Van Ray in the home first inning. Johnson brings it home, and Kutz blasts one deep down the left field line. It gets down. Kutz around first, and she's into second with a leadoff double. Mara, with 7 career home runs, did not miss that one by a whole lot. And immediately, Carrington with a runner in scoring position for Isabel Wendell. The senior catcher, first pitch to her, is taken inside 1-0. One and oh with Kutz at second and nobody out last of the first inning. The pitch is low, 2-0. Two ball count. Johnson deals, and it's lined out to deep left center field. Moving over, reaching up, and missing it is the left fielder Zimmer. Around third and scoring is Kutz. Into third with a three-base error is Wendell. It's 1-1. And now, Cadence Van Ray can give Carrington the lead. And that's ball one high, 1-0. Cadence wearing the sunshades, not a bad idea. It's a mostly sunny day. Here's the 1-0. Van Ray takes low, 2-0. So Carrington, two batters and what? 4 pitches in have already answered the run in the top of the first. And it's 1-1. The pitch in the dirt, ball 3. Callie Hewitt on deck. 3-0 to Van Ray. Johnson throws, and it's outside. It's a strike on the outside corner. It's 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike to count. We are along the third baseline here at Cardinal Softball Diamond. Here's a fly ball, short center field, and it's off the glove of the center fielder, Viken. Scoring is Wendell into second on the E8 is Van Ray. It's 2-1 Carrington. And here comes Callie Hewitt. The wind is playing games with the Langdon outfielders so far. Hewitt takes a strike over the inside. It's 0-1. Two home, Van Ray at second, still nobody out. The pitch is inside. 1-1 to Callie Hewitt, who has 1 career home run, but to this point to this point. It is the biggest moment in Cardinal softball history. The 1-1 gets away and down to third, Van Ray on the wild one. It was the game-tying blast in the seventh inning of the elimination game with PCN last year. Now the pitch, and Hewitt takes very, very high ball three. It's 3-1 with Bryn Smith on deck. Three and one. Here it is. Hewitt takes a strike over the inside. It's 3-2. 2-1 our score, bottom of the first on the Bank Forward scoreboard. The 3-2 to Hewitt is lined into right center field. That's going all the way to the fence. Hewitt into second, and she's not stopping there. She's going to third with a run-scoring triple as Van Ray touches the plate. It's 3-0 Carrington. Boy, was that ball smoked. And it's 3-1, and here's Bryn Smith. Nobody out in the first four have reached. The pitch to the first baseman is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. The 0-1. Bryn fouls it straight back, 0-2. So far, a double, a triple, and two errors in the inning. And Carrington have answered the run in the top half. Nothing in two to Bryn Smith. Runner on third, nobody out. The pitch. Smith fouls it straight back, still 3-2. I'm sorry, still 0-2, pardon me. Johnston has thrown 18 pitches. Talia looking for an out. The 0-2 again, and Bryn Smith smashes one in the air to left. It's hit pretty well. The left fielder moves over, and Zimmer makes the catch, coming home to score Callie Hewitt. An RBI sacrifice fly, and it's 4-1 Carrington. And here's Lauren Hendrickson. Cardinal third baseman bats from the right side. First pitch is cut on and missed, 0-1. 4-1 Carrington in the bottom of the first inning. Cardinals still batting with one out. The pitch. Hendrickson smashes in the air to right. That's over the head of the right fielder Pankratz. Into second, Lauren Hendrickson with a double. And it'll bring up Ella Volk. I have been very surprised that Pankratz is playing as shallow as she is. Hendrickson shoots it right over her head. First pitch to Volk. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. The only out of the inning brought home a run. This has been a very good bottom of the first for Carrington. They lead 4-1 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. The 0-1 takes over the inside. It's 0-2. Ella's dad, good enough to bring the generator out to bring us power to bring you this game. Here's the 0-2, and that's taken inside 1-2 with the screwball. Johnston trying to work around a busy inning. 1-2 the count. Here it is. And Volk takes in the dirt. Did it hit her? It did. Looked like the home plate umpire, Kyle Hewitt, wasn't sure. He asked her, did that hit you? And she said, yes, sir, it did. So 2-1 and one out. And here is Bailey Ness, the eighth batter of the inning. Here we go, Bailey. Here we go, bud. First pitch is in the dirt, and it's ball one. Carrington trying to get to 2-1 in league play, and they've already played Mayport CG. The 1-0, high 2-0. They have Thompson on May 6th here. But before that, they've got big games Friday and Monday against Midway Minto and Nelson County Midcoda. The pitch, High swung on and missed, though, 2-1. It was very high, but it was a good rise ball, and Ness went at it. 2-1 the count. Aubrey Nice on deck. The 2-1 to Bailey Ness is fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. Two and two the count. Talia Johnston to Bailey Ness with 2 on and 1 out and 4 in. The pitch in the dirt. 3-2. Three and two. Will Brady Smith have the runners in motion? Johnston ready. Delivers home on 3-2, and it's in the dirt, ball four. They're loaded for Aubrey Nice. The Carrington Cardinals have batted around in the bottom of this first inning. There's still just 1 out. If you think that's a big inning, you've seen nothing yet. More on that in just a second. The pitch to Nice is in the dirt, 1-0. Remember, this is a Carrington team that trailed Central McLean 10-7 into the seventh inning and proceeded to score 13 in the seventh. The 1-0 is a strike. It's 1-1 to Nice. One ball, one strike to the nine-hole hitter. Mara Coots on deck. And it may have hit her. It did hit her, and it's 5-1 coming down the line to score is Hendrickson. 5-1, and here's Mara Coots, who doubled and scored earlier this inning. This is a lineup 1-9. It's loaded. That's the easiest way to say it. The lineup does not have an easy out in it. The pitch to Coots is taken wide, 1-0. 35 pitches in the inning for Talia Johnston. Her 36th is outside ball two. And it gets away from the catcher. The throw to the plate is not in time. Everybody moves up on the pass ball. And Carrington's lead is 6-1. And it's 2-0 to Mara Coots. The count. Johnston throws, and it's popped up. Will it get out of play? Doesn't look like it. In fact, it did. Wow, the wind really, really caught that one. And it's 2-1. I thought it was going to stay in play, and Maya Johnson might have a play on it, but no. 6 home in the first. The pitch is high, ball three. On deck, Isabel Wendell. Will she be hitting with either more runs on the board or with the bases loaded? The 3-1. It's hit in the air, left center field. That drops. Everybody moves up a base. It's an RBI single for Coots. As Bailey Ness scores, it's 7-1.
Yes, Bailey!
And here is Wendell. And now a visit to the circle by the catcher, Klitschy. And all visits to the circle this year are brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at dakotacentral.com. Johnston sheds the windbreaker to face Isabel Wendell. 7 runs home, 2 on, 1 out. Wendell shows bunt. She takes a strike, and stealing second is Mara Coots. So she's at second. At third base, Aubrey Nice, 7 home in the inning. The 0-1, Wendell takes in the dirt, 1-1. 41 first-inning pitches for Talia Johnston. Now the 1-1. High, 2-1. to Wendell. Isabel reached on an error and scored earlier this inning. Now the 2-1. And Isabel lines it into center field. That's a base hit. It's to short center, just out of the reach of the shortstop, Rompo, coming home to score Aubrey Nice. It is 8-1. And we will have a courtesy runner at first base, and it will be Gemma English. English running, Cadence Van Ray hitting. She reached on an error and scored earlier this inning. 8-1 Carrington, last of the first. The pitch. And Van Ray rips it into the right center field alley and all the way to the fence. Coots scores. English around third. She's coming to the plate. She scores. A two-run triple for Cadence Van Ray. It is 10-1 Carrington. And a visit to the circle at Dakota Central. Visit to the circle before Callie Hewitt hits. Doesn't look like a change is being made right now, but it is 10-1. So here is Callie Hewitt. She tripled in her first at bat, hit a line drive pretty much where Cadence Van Ray just hit it. Now Johnston throws, and it hits Hewitt. So they're at the corners for Bryn Smith, who has made the only out of the inning, but it scored a run, a sacrifice fly to left. She's the 14th hitter of the inning. The runner goes, the pitch gets away, and Van Ray scores. On the wild one, give Callie Hewitt, I think, a stolen base, and then at home, Cadence Van Ray on the wild pitch. It's 11-1. And now a runner at first, and she is wearing a pullover. I'm not sure who that is. And now we do know who it is. It is Maya Cook. And now that gets away, and Cook down to third on a wild one. Two balls to Bryn Smith. The 48th pitch of the inning is fouled away. And it's 2-1. Pinch hitter on deck is Crystal Klein in this first inning. The pitch, Smith hits it on the ground past third into left field, a base hit. Coming home to score is Cook on the RBI single by Bryn Smith. It is 12-1. And here is the pinch hitter now, Crystal Klein. Klein getting a pinch hit appearance here for Lauren Hendrickson. 12-1 in the last of the first. At first base now, Bryn Smith and Klein hitting. Here is the 50th pitch of the inning, and it's high, and it gets away, and down to second on the pass ball is Bryn Smith.
She was not running. That was a jog.
And it's 1-0 to Klein. The pitch. Klein takes low, and it gets away. Ball two, and Smith is at third. 12-1 in the first. The pitch to Klein is taken, a strike over the inside. It's 2-1. Ella Volk will hit next, barring an unorthodox double play. Here's the 2-1. That's outside ball three. Still not the biggest inning of the year yet, but we're one away from it. 3-1, and here it is to Klein. And it's hit on the ground towards second. The throw to first in time. Smith scores. RBI ground out, 13-1. And here's Ella Volk with the bases clear and two down. So both outs this inning have produced runs. Volk was hit by a pitch and scored earlier in the inning. The first one, two is high, 1-0. 55 pitches for Talia Johnston in a very long bottom of the first. The pitch in the dirt, 2-0. Johnston delivers. Hit in the air. Right field coming on. And it goes off the glove of the right fielder, Pankratz, and into second, around second, and going to third is Ella Volk on a three-base E9. And that will bring up Bailey Ness. Ness walked and scored earlier this inning. She's got Volk at third and two down. The pitch is inside, 1-0. The 1-0. High ball two. If the inning continues, Aubrey Nice is on deck. 13 runs home in the inning. The pitch is in the dirt, ball three. And if Nice hits, Carrington will have batted around twice. The 3-0 is inside, ball four. And they have batted around twice. Here is Aubrey Nice, who was hit by a pitch and scored earlier in this inning. It is 13-1 in the last of the first. And there's a strike. It's 0-1. On deck is not at the moment, and it's not going to be if it gets there. Mara Coots is there's ball one. In fact, if the inning continues, it will be Kenley Heinrichs getting it back. The pitch in the dirt, ball three, and down to second is Ness. I'm sorry, that's ball two, not ball three. It's 2-1 to Aubrey Nice. And now the 2-1 from Johnston is hit on the ground, back to the circle. Johnston fields, throws to first, and the side is retired. But Carrington sent 18 to the plate. They scored 13 on 7 hits, 3 errors, and 2 left on base. And at the end of one inning on the Bank Forward scoreboard, Carrington 13, Langdon 1. And Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience. We know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Give Bickett Insurance a call today.
Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency. Better get Bickett, Bickett Insurance Agency.
Callie Hewitt was trailing when she last threw a pitch. Now leading 13-1, she throws strike one to Bridget Pankratz. Pankratz, Maya Johnson, and Nora Lorenz here in the second. The 0-1 is taken for a strike. It's 0-2. Nothing into the count. And here it is. Hit on the ground, foul, still 0-2. Meanwhile, first inning in Mayville, or in Northwood, and it is Thompson 3, Mayport CG Hatton Northwood 3. Here's the 0-2 again, and it's popped up. Foul territory, right field line, moving over, reaching out, and making the catch is Bailey Ness. There's one down. That was a pretty play by Bailey. And it brings up Maya Johnson. Really pretty. Just kind of reached out near the fence and grabbed it. First pitch to Johnson is fouled off towards the Langdon dugout along the first base line. It's 0-1. That was Callie Hewitt's 20th pitch. Here's the 0-1. And it's fouled off the mitt of Wendell, 0-2. All of the players who were pinch hit for, which I believe was just Hendrickson in that first inning, they are all back in the game. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss at a riser. Strike three. Two down in the inning for Nora Lorenz, the nine-hole hitter. First pitch is just inside, 1-0. Should Lorenz reach, Lily Zimmer in the top of the order would come back to the plate for Langdon. And that's a little low. 2-0 now to Nora Lorenz. Here's the 2-0. And that's in the dirt, ball three. The outfield left to right is Nice, Van Ray, and Ness. Left to right on the infield, Hendrickson, Coots, Volk, and Bryn Smith with Wendell catching Hewitt. 3-0. Here it is. And that's right through there, 3-1. Here's the 3-1. There's another strike, that time on the outside corner, and it's 3-2. 3-2, the sophomore ready. She throws. Down and in, ball four. A two-out walk brings up Lily Zimmer, who grounded back to the circle to begin proceedings this afternoon. We'll have Cardinal softball again for you next Thursday against the Polar Bears of Larimore. First pitch all the way to the backstop, and down to second on the wild one goes Lorenz. And then we will have Carrington at Fargo Midseason Madness. The 1-0 is hitting the air to right, moving back is Ness, and she reaches up and makes the catch. The side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left. On to the bottom of the second inning. Carrington 13, Langdon 1. And Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farm owners grow and succeed today and into the future.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurturing a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance, good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street in Carrington, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
There is a new pitcher. We're trying to get that, but again, they're all wearing pullovers. Marcoot singled through the left side, and then it got past the left fielder at E7, and she is at second. Here's Isabel Wendell. The pitch to Isabel is ball one. It's 1-0. Again, there's no way of knowing, because they're wearing the pullovers, who the new pitcher is. Here's the 1-0. That's line. Look out. Brady Smith. That was right behind him. 1-1. A ball and a strike to Wendell, who has reached on an error and singled and scored two runs. The pitch. That's a strike over the outside. 1-2. 13-1, bottom of the second inning. On the Bank Forward scoreboard, here's a 1-2, and it's high, 2-2. Two and two to Wendell, and here it is. Isabel hits it on the ground, foul of third, still 2-2. So Talia Johnston goes one inning, gives up seven hits and 13 runs.
Let's go, bud.
2-2 to Isabel Wendell with Cadence Van Ray and Callie Hewitt do up this inning. A 2-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three, the throw to first in time. And there's one down. Here's Van Ray, who has reached on an error, tripled, and scored twice. Runner at third, one out. The pitch is lined down the left field line, a fair ball. Scoring is Coots. Van Ray into second. She's going to stop there with a double, an RBI double, in fact. It's 14-1. And here comes Callie Hewitt, who has tripled, been hit by a pitch, and scored a run. Van Ray at second, one out, and the pitch is high, 1-0. Carrington rolling in the second. The pitch is hit on the ground, past third and into left. An E5. Hewitt will go to second on an E7. Holding at third is Van Ray. Second and third, and here's Bryn Smith, who has singled and sacrificed. And again, the courtesy runner will be Maya Cook. She runs at second. At third base, Van Ray. And here's Smith. The pitch. Bryn lines one into left center field, a base hit. One run is home. Cook around third. She's going to come to the plate, and she is out. Going down to second is Bryn Smith on the RBI single. It's 15-1. And a ground ball foul by Lauren Hendrickson. So Hendrickson hitting with one on and two out. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Hendrickson one for one with a double and a run scored. 15-1 in the second. Here's the pitch. It is lined into center field, a base hit. Smith on to third. She'll stay there on the single by Lauren Hendrickson. And they're at the corners for Ella Volk. Ella has reached on an error, been hit by a pitch, and scored two runs. Here it comes. And Volk grounds it into left field, a base hit. Bryn Smith scores, and the ball is misplayed in left. Hendrickson around third, around second, and going for third is Volk. She'll get there ahead of the throw. An RBI single on an E7. Just scored the second run, and now it's 17-1. And here's Bailey Ness. And Bailey watches it get away, but there's no more advancing on wild pitches. Bailey has walked twice. Ella Volk at third with two down in the second, and Carrington leading 17-1. Here it is. In the dirt, 2-0. Two balls to count. Here it is. Up ball three with Aubrey Nice on deck. Here's a 3-0. Should be taking all the way. She is not. She hits a ground ball into left field, a base hit. Coming home to score Ella Volk, an RBI single for Bailey Ness. It is 18-1. And Carrington have batted around again. Here comes Aubrey Nice. That gets away, down to second is Bailey Ness. Again, if Nice keeps the inning going, we would see Kenley Heinrichs get the bat for Mara Coops. The pitch is a strike, it's 1-1. That wind is really howling now. Carrington 18, Langdon 1. Here comes the 1-1. It is fouled straight back off the body of home plate umpire Kyle Hewitt. And it's 1-2. Now the 1-2 to Nice is on the way. Lined into center field, a base hit. Ness around third. She will try to score. The throw to the plate is late, and on the throw, Nice to second. It's 19-1. And the pinch hitter now will be Kenley Heinrichs. Heinrichs getting an at bat. And if the inning continues, so would Addison Gissas. At second is Nice. The pitch, and Heinrichs takes a strike. It's nothing and one. Oh and one the count. Here it is. And there's a strike over the inside. It's 0-2. Meanwhile, in Northwood, it's Mayport CG 4, Thompson 3 through two innings. The 0-2 is hit in the air, pretty deep to right, and it's off the fence. Around third is Nice. She scores on the double by Heinrichs, 20-1. And this matches a season high in runs for Carrington. And Garcias will hit for Wendell. Heinrichs at second, still two down and seven home in the inning. The pitch is high, ball one. We are probably relatively close to the point where if it is close, you can steal a strike. We might already be there, who knows. 1-0. Inside 2-0. I have a story about that. That'll shock you. I've got a story about something? No. But nonetheless, I do have a story about that. I'll tell it as we continue on now. 20-1 in the second. The pitch is ball is a strike. There's what I'm talking about. Strike one. It's 2-1. Gotta be in swing mode now. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Garcias hitting with Man Ray on deck. Or now not on deck. I beg your pardon. Here's the 2-2, and it's all the way to the backstop. And down to third. On ball three goes Heinrichs on a wild one. On deck for Carrington is Brooklyn Knudsen. Here's the 3-2 on the way. And it's swung on and missed. Strike three, the side is retired. But Carrington gets seven more in the inning on eight hits. There were four errors and one left. And at the end of two, on the Bank Forward scoreboard, Carrington 20, Langdon 1. Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks! Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks! Headlocks!
Headlocks, Carrington, North Dakota.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
Running tough, running strong, high play.
Plains Equipment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving farmers around Carrington, Devils Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly, knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location. Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
There was a meeting between the end of the second and the top of the third inning, and now Callie Hewitt against Riley Ratzlaff. A ground ball to second comes up a little bit on Polk. She still makes the play, and there's one down. Boy, that was tricky for Ella because the ball hits the ground, comes up on her a little bit. Actually, looked like it got her in the collarbone area. And then she makes the play. So now a swing and a miss by a pinch hitter. And we don't have the pinch hitter. It's 0-1. It's not Talia Johnson hitting. It's number 31, and we don't have that on the roster. Here's a ground ball back to Hewitt. And she throws to first in time. Two down. And here is Meredith Rumpo. She is 0-1, having reached on an error. The pitch, skied on the infield, and it's gonna drop for a base hit. Just kind of in no man's land, and a single with two down brings up Kennedy Clucci, the catcher.
Way to be aggressive, though. Way to be aggressive.
Clucci walked in the first inning. Carrington leading in the third, 20-1 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Cardinal softball brought to you by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal question. 652-3400. First pitch to Clutchy is swung on and missed. It's nothing and one. And now Hewitt brings it home. Swing and a miss. Runner goes. The throw down is late and a stolen base. For Rumpo. Now the 0-2 from Hewitt. And it's cut on and missed. Strike three. Callie gives up a hit and leaves one. And after 2.5 on the Bank Forward scoreboard, it's Carrington 20, Langdon 1. And Cardinal softball continues in just a moment.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market, add to your operation, and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
Cardinals lead 20-1 as we go to the home third inning. And Carrington softball this year brought to you by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally by Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. And Cardinal softball brought to you in part by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Well, with the way this game's going, we better go ahead and tell you what the upcoming schedule is before we don't get a chance to, as Cadence Van Ray will lead off the third inning. cadence so far in the game. Already has reached three times with a double and a triple. Also reached on an error. The pitch is a strike. It's 0-1. Cardinal baseball returns to these airwaves on Friday at 5:45. They're taking on South Border in a big Region 3 game. The 0-1 popped up on the infield. Will anybody get there? No. It's a fair ball, an E1. And Van Ray is aboard. And now Van Ray gets in a rundown, and she is retired. So one down for Callie Hewitt. Then Carrington on the KDAK the Cardinal YouTube page, audio only, on Saturday morning against North Star at 10. Hewitt rips it fair past third and into left field. She's going for two. The throw there is late. A double for Callie. And here comes Bryn Smith, who is 2-for-2 with a sack fly. Mayport CG leading Thompson 7-4 through three innings. And a courtesy runner out at second base will be Maya Cook. So Cook running again. And here's Smith hitting. That's on YouTube only. Traditional radio broadcast at noon against the Mayport CG baseball team on Saturday. First pitch to Smith is high, 1-0. And then Monday, a doubleheader of region baseball at Lemoore Litchfield Marion. Huge doubleheader potentially for Carrington. Here's a 1-0, and it's lined out into short center field, a base hit. Cook will take off to third and get there, and they're at the corners with one out. They're at the corners for Lauren Hendrickson. And we're going to have another pinch hitter on deck. Kennedy Trostad will be hitting in a moment. But first Hendrickson, and she fouls it away. It's 0-1. 20-1 in the third. That doubleheader begins at 2:45, and you can watch it on the KDAK, the Cardinal YouTube channel on Monday. Here's the 0-1 to Hendrickson. Swing and a miss. Gets away. Nobody moves. It's 0-2. And then Tuesday, Carrington and New Rockford Cheyenne in the Carrington home game in New Rockford. And that is also at 2:45. So a lot to come over the next 7 days here on the Cardinal. Here's the 0-2 to Hendrickson. Lined out into deep right center. That is going to get down. That's going to the fence. Scoring is Cook. Bryn Smith into third with a... And she is held into second with a double as Lauren Hendrickson. And it's 21-1. And now Ella Volk will hit. Volk, 1-for-2. A hit by pitch. Reached on an error. The pitch, and Volk lines it into left, a base hit. Smith scores on to third. Hendrickson, RBI single, Ella Volk, and it's 22-1. And Bailey Ness will hit. Bailey has been on base all three times, a single, and a couple of walks to her credit. First pitch to her is lined towards first. First baseman fields. Everybody moves up. That means Hendrickson scores. And it's 23-1. And Aubrey Nice will not get the at-bat here. She will not take the at-bat. Instead, it will go to Brooklyn Knutson. So Knutson hitting. Mara Coots on deck because she would be out of the game if she's pinch hit for again. She was once by Kenley Heinrichs. First pitch to Knutson. is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Carrington 23, Langdon 1 in the third. A season high in runs for Carrington. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. By the way, if you're a Carrington baseball fan, you're interested in this. Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion lead New Rockford Cheyenne 1-0 through one inning in Lemoore this afternoon. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. They'll have to complete it by throwing to first. They do, and the side is retired. Carrington gets three more, and after three innings on the Bank Forward scoreboard, Cardinals 23, Langdon 1. Carrington softball continues in a moment.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Bond, Dr. Freilich, and Dr. Jangula, three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
We go to the fourth inning, Carrington 23, Langdon 1, and a defensive change for the Cardinals. Kennedy Trostad is the new shortstop. Mara Kutz is out of the game. And a ground ball to second. Ella Volk on to Bryn Smith. And quickly, one out here in the fourth inning as Nadia Lewis grounds out. And before Bridget Pankratz steps in, we step out 10 for ID on the voice of the Cardinal.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
One ball, the count to Pankratz. And a ground ball back to the circle. Hewitt to first, two down. So two down, and here is Maya Johnson, who struck out in her first at bat. Carrington by 22 in the fourth on the Bank Forward scoreboard, and a swing and a miss, 0-1. Hewitt has thrown 43 pitches. Again, Carrington have big games on Friday and Monday against Midway Minto and Nelson County Midcota, respectively, at the off-speed pitch. And Johnson was laughing as she swung through it. It's 0-2. That's sometimes all you can do. That was 20 miles an hour slower than her fastball. The 0-2 is strike three called, and the side is retired. Callie Hewitt, a 1-2-3 fourth inning, and we go to the bottom half. Carrington 23. And Langdon 1, Cardinal softball, continues in a moment.
Is it time for you to switch banks? Hi, I'm Tiffany Paulson from Bank Forward in Carrington. At Bank Forward, we have everything you get from a big bank, but small enough to give you exceptional service. Make the switch and let us show you the Bank Forward difference. Call 652-2852 or visit bankforward.com today. Putting the customer first since 1927. It's simply the forward way. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
And get ready to spring into savings with the Big Spring Radio Auction only at NewsDakota.com. Score amazing deals from local businesses, restaurants, salons, auto services, and more, all starting at just a fraction of the price. Don't miss your shot to save big while supporting a local. Shopping is easy when it's just the click of a bid at NewsDakota.com's Big Spring Wheeler Dealer Auction. Remember, bidding opens April 23rd and ends live on air Saturday, April 26th at noon.
Going to probably see a couple of different hitters this inning. In fact, we know we are because Kennedy Trostad is the new shortstop for Carrington, so she will lead off. The freshman who was the opening night second baseman for Carrington against Velva. They lead 23-1 in the last of the fourth inning. This will be their last at bat, barring something newsworthy in a completely different way. Isabel Wendell is on deck, and that's because she has been pinch hit four already, and so she would be out of the game if she was again. First pitch to Kennedy Trostad is on the way and hit on the ground past the circle to third. The throw to first is in time, one down. Nice play over there by the third baseman, Ratzlaff, who, and you don't see this very often, she is a left-handed third baseman. And Isabella Wendell will hit. Wendell, 1-for-3 in the game, and she hits it down past third and into left, a base hit. And that will bring up Cadence Van Ray. No, it will not. It is not going to be Van Ray. And we're going to get a pinch runner, or a pinch hitter, rather. And it is Kadri Kabler hitting. Getting her first at bat. First pitch on the way, and it's swung on and missed, 0-1. There will be another pinch hitter on deck for Carrington. Nothing in one the count. They lead 23-1. Here it is. And it is cut on and missed. 0-2. No balls and two strikes. The count to Kabler. And the 0-2 is high. 1-2. So the story I was going to tell you about, I once broadcasted a 27-0 game. There's the 1-2. High, 2-2. And the bases were loaded with two outs for a kid that had one at bat all year. 3-2 count. The ball bounces in, and you can hear the umpire say, "I'm sorry, kid, I've got to move this along." And he called strike three. There's a swing and a grounder foul, still 2-2. It was 27-0 in the fifth inning. I'm not saying the umpire was wrong, because I don't think he was wrong in what he said. I've got to move this along. Who knows how long it would have taken, but feel bad for the kid. Only a second at bat all year. The 2-2 is high, ball three. On deck for Carrington is Maya Cook. She'll hit for Hewitt. The 3-2 to Kabler is on the way. And it's high, ball four. A walk. And now here comes Cook. Two on, one out in the fourth. The pitch is swung on and missed by Maya Cook. It's 0-1. On deck, Brenna Walski. Nothing in one, and it's hit on the ground, foul at the plate, 0-2. No balls, two strikes to count to Maya Cook with two on and one out. Here it is, and that's strike three called on the outside corner. So two down for Brenna Walski, getting her first at bat. She's got Wendell at second and Kabler at first. With two down here in the fourth. And the pitch is fouled away. It's 0-1. Brenna's older brother, Tate, spun some kind of gem yesterday. A five-hit complete game shutout with no walks and 12 strikeouts against New Rockford Cheyenne in Carrington's 3-0 win. Here's the 0-1 to Brenna. And it's hit on the ground towards third, and it's kicked. All hands will be safe. The bases will be reloaded. And instead of Lauren Hendrickson, it will be Gemma English. And I think English will have to stay in the game now because it's the second time that Hendrickson has been pinch hit for. So I think she's in the game for the fifth inning, no matter how this at bat goes. The pitch, and English takes a strike. It's 0-1. Left-handed hitter with three on and two out. Carrington have not scored this inning yet. The pitch, fouled straight back, 0-2 to the left-handed hitter. If the inning continues, Ella Volk would hit. And now the 0-2 on the way to English. And she takes high, ball one. Three on, two out, 23-1 in the fourth on the Bank Forward scoreboard. The 1-2, English takes strike three on the outside corner, and the side is retired. Carrington does not score, and after four, 23-1. And Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Defensive changes for Carrington. Brenna Wolski is the first baseman. Brooklyn Knudsen is the left fielder. And the new third baseman is English, as we knew it would be. Callie Hewitt trying to finish it off. She faces Nora Lorenz, who walked in her first at bat, and she takes ball one here. By the way, that game in Northwood has flipped. They're in the middle of the fourth, and Thompson leads 9-7. The 1-0 is high, 2-0. Thompson 9, Mayport CG 7 in the fourth. Pretty good game going on in Northwood. Here's a 2-0. And there's a strike. It's 2-1. Wendell's still catching. Volk is still at second. Van Ray in center, Ness in right. The pitch fouled straight back. Still now 2-2. Callie Hewitt looks like she's going to pick up her third win and her second region win. And in the two region wins right now, it's a combined 38-2. 23-1 here. The pitch is fouled away, and it's still 2-2. Again, we're back here at this diamond next Thursday against the Larimore Polar Bears. And that's a Larimore team that can give up a lot of runs, too. A 2-2 bounces in, 3-2. Through two games, they've given up 24.5 runs per game. And last year, Carrington went over 20 against them. The 3-2, swing and a miss, struck her out swinging. And it's back to the top of the order, and Lily Zimmer, who has grounded out and lined out. Grounded to the circle, lined to Bailey Ness. First pitch is low, 1-0. Coming up in postgame, we'll talk to Coach Smith, and we will also talk to, goodness gracious, I'm not sure who, but we'll come up with someone. The pitch is swung on and missed. It's 1-1. There's a lot of different options that we could go with and who we're going to talk to postgame-wise. Here's a line drive into center field, a base hit for Lily Zimmer. And with one on and one out, here comes Riley Ratzlaff. Ratzlaff has singled and grounded out. And the pitch is a strike. The throw down to second is late. A stolen base. A good throw by Wendell, but a steal on strike one by Zimmer. And she's in scoring position. Here's the 0-1, and it's cut on and missed 0-2. Nothing into the count. Hewitt deals. High, 1-2. Went off speed again. Here is the 1-2. And it's lined out into center, moving over Van Ray. She's got it. Throw to second, double play. The ball game is over. An 8-4 double play. And no runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left. Our final count in Carrington, the Cardinals 23, Langdon 1, and Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, silly, it's not a train station. Hydration station. Come and check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and juices. And they also have some great snacks for on the go. And did you know that they are now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. till 4:30. Stop by and see Jim today at Hydration Station. First Street in Carrington, open Monday through Friday, 6 till 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
This is Zach Folsom, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Role models are more important than ever in today's society. We need to see more positive acts of good manners, good citizenship, and good sportsmanship. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you attend a high school contest by displaying good sportsmanship. Good sports are those that remember the educational intent of high school activities. The next time you attend a game or meet, remember to be somebody's positive role model. A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Cardinals go to 3-3 overall. They are 2-1 in Region 2 play after a 23-1 win over Langdon. By the way, this is going to sound goofy, but it is true. This goes down as a come-from-behind win. Carrington were 1-0 down going to the bottom of the first. They get 23 runs on 20 hits with one error. They left 7. A run, 3 hits, 9 errors. Langdon left 4. The winning pitcher is Callie Hewitt. And the loss is charged to Talia Johnson. Time of the game, 1 hour and 17 minutes. We'll have Coach Smith and a player when Cardinal softball continues in a moment.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
Hey Cardinals fans, whether you're driving to the big game or just cruising around, OK Tire Store has you covered with the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With Bridgestone tires, you can tackle every road with confidence and enjoy the journey ahead. The team at Carrington's OK Tire Store is here to provide top quality tires and service you can trust from employee owners. Visit OKTireInc.com or stop by the Carrington location today. Go Cardinals!
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercounews.com.
Cardinals over Langdon, 23-1 in five innings this afternoon, as Carrington improves to 3-3 and 2-1 within Region 2 play. And we're being joined by the head coach of the Cardinals. Actually, I think the wind is so harsh that it blew the windscreen off of Coach's headset.
Oh, yeah,
it's somewhere around here. And with the wind, I doubt we're ever going to find it. But, Coach, congratulations. I mean, a run in the top of the first, so technically this goes down as a come-from-behind win. But, I mean, you respond with your second 13-run inning of the season. And the thing that I want to highlight is two things. One, the depth of your lineup. And then two, you saw 60 pitches in one inning. I mean, you made her work out there.
Oh, yeah, you know, for sure. Today was a great day to be able to hit the ball. And that, you know, that was a lot of fun. And the game's a lot more fun when you're capable of doing that, not only as a starter, but when you have a bunch of girls who come off the bench and, you know, put the ball in play and put barrel on the ball as well. So it was a lot of fun offensively today.
And the types of swings that your girls were putting on the ball, a couple of just crushed opposite field line drives, that tells you, I'm sure, as a coach, that you're seeing the ball well and you're on it.
Yeah, exactly. You're seeing the ball well and you're putting barrel on the ball. You know, one play that comes to mind is Callie Hewitt early in the game. She hit the ball, you know, about the height of the second baseman, and it carried pretty much all the way to the fence. So, that was a great sign. 1-9 and the girls coming off the bench, so we were seeing the ball well and hitting the ball well.
And it makes life easier as a pitcher, but Callie was efficient. I mean, you talk about in pregame how she's throwing a lot of strikes. And today it seemed like, you know, you give her a 13-1 lead, you can pretty much write it down. It's done.
Right, yeah. That just, you know, she showed it again as we were talking about pregame, just like you said. A lot of strikes again today, making their girls put the ball in play. You know, that first inning, they put a lot of hard
– They did.
A lot of hard hit balls in play as well. That's hard to come back from when you can put the ball in play and make great swings on the ball as well. But, yeah, very proud of how Callie threw the ball once again today. Very efficient, confident, and threw a lot of strikes.
We will see you next Thursday. But before that, you've got two really important games. Midway Minto's playing well right now. And you and I were talking about before the game, Nelson County Midcoat is playing fantastic, right?
They are. You know, we've seen that from them the last 2 years. You know, I was really impressed with Nelson County last year. They got some girls, really athletic girls, who can really good in the field with their gloves. They have a good pitcher who can throw a lot of strikes, and they're very aggressive at the plate. So we're going to have to definitely become ready to play. Like you said, that's going to be a huge sub-region game for us and a game that we're going to have.
Just an update for you. Thompson leads Mayport CG through 4, 9-7. I don't think anyone will be too surprised that that's a competitive game.
Oh, absolutely. You know, those are the two juggernauts of the region. You know, they both have an X on their back, you know, for the last couple of years. You know, two teams that, you know, very well coached, very athletic, just successful from the get-go. And, that's kind of what you expect when those two teams play.
Well, Coach, congratulations. We'll switch you and Cadence, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thank you, BJ.
And that's the head coach, Brady Smith. And now we're going to be joined by center fielder Cadence Van Ray. I mean, a couple of balls that were kind of smoked right at you, especially that last one. You turned the double play. So I'll ask you, as an outfielder, how tricky is this wind?
Honestly, we hit so many pop flies in practice with the wind that I'm just pretty well adapted to it, so it's not too bad. And we played in windier games this season, so this is nothing we can't handle.
The Central McLean game, right?
Yes.
I mean, that was crazy. So you go in the dugout, you're down 1-0, everybody's freaking out. No, I'm totally joking. And then you come out and you score 13 runs. Seemed like 1-9 in the lineup, you all saw the ball really well today.
Yep, we all were just there and ready for it. So we were focused, just ready to play.
And now you got a couple of big region games coming up with Midway Minto and then Nelson County Midcota. I know what your guys' goal is. Those are two games that can help you get a nice seed in the postseason.
Yes. We just got to go out and play how we did today. We were just loose, relaxed, but still focused and having fun. So
that's what I'm so impressed by with you guys. There is no tense, worried feeling. You guys are the loosest group that you could possibly be. But yet, when it's time to go, it's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much fun is it to be around this group?
Oh, so much fun. I know I'm going to miss this so much next year, but you know what? We just got to live in the moment and have fun. So.
Well, keep having fun. We'll see you next Thursday against Larimore.
Yep, see you.
Congratulations, Cadence Van Ray and her entire team, a 23-1 five-inning win. We'll come back and wrap it up from Carrington Softball Diamond in a moment when Cardinal Softball continues after this.
Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection Bassett of new Motors, and pre-owned vehicles.
Where our customers send their friends.
We're back in the Central City, Carrington 23, Langdon 1. The junior varsity team's about to play, and good luck to them as well. Looks like Brennan Wolski will be pitching. If you're listening, Tate, I hope you saved some strikeouts for your little sister yesterday. You sure racked them up. We'll see how she does. But Carrington is now 3-3. They are 2-1 in Region 2 play. Back in action Friday, then again Monday, and then we will have their game next Thursday. It'll be the traditional 4:15 airtime, 4:30 first pitch, Carrington and Larimore as the Polar Bears visit here in Carrington. My thanks to everyone out here. And by everyone out here, it's not just our usual team. And you say, BJ, what are you talking about? Well, Floyd Volk, who is Ella's dad, provides us out here. He's so good to do this. He provides us with a source of power by way of a generator that he puts on the other softball field and runs a extension cord to us over here, and we thank Floyd very much for that. Also, the rest of our crew here in Carrington, Superintendent Janelle Helm, Athletics Director Carla Michelson, and High School Principal Connor Weber. Now, speaking on behalf of all of them, my name is BJ Walters. A good region win for Carrington, 23-1 in five innings over Langdon. The next time you hear from us will be Friday from New Rockford. It's Cardinal Baseball on South Border at 5:45. Until then, good night from the Central City.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinals Softball here on KDAK, the Cardinal. Cardinal Softball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and the Hydration Station. For more information on Carrington Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over anytime to newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.